Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And with me, who's come home for Thanksgiving from Tulsa, she's a Rhema grad, a two-year Rhema grad, is my granddaughter, Hannah.
Hello.
And Hannah and her friend Shannon. Shannon's sitting over there in the corner. We didn't give Shannon a microphone. We should have. Because they're both part of a very wonderful generation. They're a part of what I see as a young generation who knows so much more than we did. Oh, Hannah, I didn't know what you knew at your age. Mm-hmm. And they're out there. I have a great burden for those of your generation that the kingdom of darkness is trying to envelop. But I believe through prayers of your generation and through the many I see of you, things are happening. Mm-hmm. And God so very much wants to use your generation. I want you to talk to us a little bit, Hannah. God uses you in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been praying?
Well, I remember when you, when I first got filled with the Spirit.
Now, when was that? Tell how it happened.
I think it was like 6.5 or 7. Well, we were going to, your mom's house, Nana.
Uh-huh.
And, I was with my cousin Kwesi, and, I remember you were taking us to the gas station, and we were, cause she lived out in the country. And so, when we got back in the car, you asked us if we had been filled, if we spoke in tongues. And I thought you meant, are you saved? And I think I said, yeah. I mean, don't you know we're saved? I think I told you something like that. Or I was just like thinking that in my head, like I am saved anyway. So you said, no, that's different. That's not the same as getting filled with the Spirit and speaking in tongues. And then we went to Nanol's house, and she lived, we went in the backyard or her front yard.
The woods.
Mm-hmm,
uh-huh.
In the woods. And Kwesi went first, and then she prayed, and then...
Well, what happened? We went back there, and we mm-hmm. found a Boy Scout camp,
yeah.
Campfire,
mm-hmm.
where the Boy Scouts would sit around. So we just sat around on those stones, and then what happened?
And then you said Kwesi first, because she's older, so I was like, thank you, Lord, because I didn't know what, you know, I was so young, I didn't know what she was talking about. So anyways,
how much older is Kwesi than you?
A couple of 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so then you said it's my turn, and so I
Kwesi received, right?
Yeah, Kwesi received. And then you said, okay, Hannah. And then you were explaining to me, and then I thought something like, I remember opening my mouth thinking something was going to speak forth from me, and you said no. That it's you. I remember you gave the example. It's so funny because I remember this example when I was so young, of like turning on the water faucet, and you said you have to turn it on, but the water just comes out. But you have to actually turn the water on or something.
Hmm.
But you have to take the initiative. So, and then I was like, oh, okay. And then I started, you know, praying a little bit. And you said when you go back to Nanol's house, you know, you can go in your room by yourself, or you go to the bathroom and just pray by yourself. And I remember doing that. I remember getting so excited.
Oh, you did?
To go back to her house and go in the bathroom. I remember I went to the bathroom just to be by myself in the room. And I just remember praying. And
what was it about it? That language? You had a language all your own?
Yeah. What do you mean? Like, why?
I mean, you wanted that language. That was that language.
Yeah, I just felt the power.
You felt the power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The power of God, you sensed it.
Yeah.
It was generated.
Yeah.
Now, Kwesi also, she did the same thing. And mm-hmm. Kwesi's quite a little prayer in
yeah.
the Holy Ghost. She just got married last week. But the same kind of a power
yeah.
and prayer I notice on both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you continued with that.
Yeah, it wasn't making sense to my mind at all. But I mean, I was so little that it wasn't hindering anything.
6 years old, yeah.
Yeah, so, but I felt that's what I did. I felt the power, and that's what I wanted.
Yeah, that's what people want, Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the young people today want.
Yeah.
That's why they get all mixed up with that devil,
mm-hmm.
because he will give them manifestations of his power. And what did Jesus say? He said, you will receive power
mm-hmm.
when the Holy Ghost has come on you.
Mm-hmm.
Dunamis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were so little, you didn't know to resist it.
Yeah.
So you just yielded to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you started yielding to it, Hannah, in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And you became, we noticed it on Hannah when she was very, very young. she would move into intercession, even deep intercession, and even travail. Now, she didn't hear anybody preach about travail or teach about travail, did you?
No.
But how did you, when you were young, how did it happen? How did it unfold? I'm talking little, seven.
I am not for sure. I just remember, I had a strong desire to, it was just like something in me pulled, like something I wanted, that I just wanted it. There was just everything within me. Like, I remember Kwaiti and I, this was like that, I think we got filled with the Spirit sometime around the summer. And then that Christmas, we even, whenever we would get together, we would go and pray. And we wanted some dolls. There were some dolls we wanted. And so we went behind your bed and we started praying in tongues for those dolls.
And those dolls were expensive. They were about $100 each.
Yeah, and I remember you walked by and you're like, what are you girls doing? And
yeah, they were behind the bed. You know, there's a space between the headboard and the wall, and they were down in there.
Yeah, and we were praying. And I mean, every day we had our time, we would go and pray for 10, 15 minutes just for those dolls. But, you know, I really, it's just, you know, not like I'm some special person. I just, there's just something in me that wanted that. And having those times of travail, I really don't know how that happened. If it's just something because I just desired it and that it just came because my heart, that's what I wanted, or, but it wasn't something that I just tried to make happen or anything like that.
You yielded to the Spirit.
Yeah, I just yielded.
I think it was a matter of yielding.
Hannah. Yeah, that's what it is. It's not.
He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And he speaks of praying in tongues about the mysteries of God and the power in such prayer. And I think you were young and you yielded.
Yeah.
You yielded. Mm-hmm. So much of it, Hannah, of everything it's in yielding. The Christian life is yielding. A brother, they asked Brother Smith Wigglesworth, what is the secret of your power? And he said, well, I learned it from a young Russian minister. I think you can get this in Ever Increasing Faith or The Apostle of Faith. It's one of those two early books. And it was written by his son-in-law, so his son-in-law knew. And Wigglesworth said there was this young Russian evangelist, and he had such power on him. And we kept asking him, what is the secret of your power? And he would not tell it. And finally, he was prevailed upon. And he told us, all right, I'll tell you. He said, I sense the Lord like nudging me, like calling me, like moving me within me. And I learned that if I would yield to that, if I would go aside and yield to that, then great anointing would come, great things would happen. So Wigglesworth then said, that is the secret of my power. The word, number one. And then he said, I have learned that at the slightest nudge of the Holy Spirit to go aside and yield and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And not to like override it.
Mm-hmm.
You can always override it. You can always push it off. But if you push it off, these nudgings of the Holy Spirit, promptings of the Spirit, we might call them, then you'll soon be free of them. It's like you, Brandon. Your spirit, and Brandon's sitting over here, her brother, and he had a night vision of the Lord. And the way it came about was Brandon had gone to Christian school. You were in seventh grade, was that it? And I don't know. Can you take that microphone and tell about it? We'll have to make some funny noises here, but you just get used to it.
Okay, well.
Can you do that and watch the time as well?
Yeah, I can do
it. He's the engineer.
Anyways, I went to the Christian school and then I went to this public school and it was totally different.
Because he wanted to be in sports, so he left the Christian school to go to public school, seventh grade?
Yeah, seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the guys who I was hanging out with, all the athletes, they cussed, and it really bothered me for a couple of days. It really just bothered me, and I couldn't just stand it. I really felt kind of sick in my stomach. And then I just, after a little bit, I just kind of, you know, blew it off, and it didn't bother me at all anymore.
Didn't bother you anymore?
No, it didn't bother me at all.
Because your spirit had become galvanized against. You can harden your spirit. You remember how the Bible says, be tender-hearted? Your heart is your spirit. You keep a tender heart. If you don't keep a tender heart, then you'll get where you can't hear God. He'll be talking to you. He'll be moving on you. He'll be asking you to pray about something, but you'll never know it. You'll never hear it. That's what I think he's trying to do with the younger generation and also my generation and all of us, is dumb us down. Now, Brandon, what happened then as a result of that?
I went to bed one night. I was so busy and I just didn't really...
He stopped reading the Bible.
Stopped reading the Bible, stopped praying to God, just kind of didn't even really think about him at all. And I had a dream, and I remember I was standing in a street, and I looked up, and I remember seeing these buildings. I knew I was in New York City. I don't know how I knew that, but anyways, I walked into a store, and when I did, there's nothing in the store. There's an alarm clock there, but I saw Jesus behind the counter, and I started, like, my insides were, like, melting away when I saw him, and I tried to run out. And it was locked. And
the door was locked. You couldn't get outside.
And he said, and I kept trying. And he goes, Brandon, why have you forsaken me? Why haven't you been spending time with me? And I said, I'm sorry. And then he said, it's okay.
He forgave you.
Yep.
He forgave you right there. And then there's quite a lot more to the dream. But the point that I wanted to make of it right now, if you just hand that back to Hannah, the point I wanted to make of it right now is your spirit. Your spirit needs to be tender. You can just hold that in your hand, Hannah, until we get through with this one. Your spirit needs to be tender to God. Okay, what you do to keep your spirit tender, and this can happen for everybody, when you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, you're speaking with other tongues, it says in Ephesians, be being filled, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So what happened with you was you continued being filled. You yielded to the Holy Spirit. So we're going to take this up tomorrow. We're having a good time this week talking to someone from that younger generation, but it applies to all of us. And we'll be back here tomorrow. This is Billy Brim. We're in Branson, Missouri at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. If you want to contact us, you can go on billybrim.org. billybrim.org, or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. Now, if you haven't heard this, the beginning of this week's radio broadcast, it will be archived, and it will be the week following Thanksgiving, the Monday following Thanksgiving. We now have done Tuesday. We're getting ready to do Wednesday, and we'll be looking for you, because this whole week is going to help all of us be tender to the Holy Ghost. Shalom.